And they came to the country of the Gerasenes, which is opposite Galilee. When Jesus stepped out on land, a man from the city who had demons met him. For a long time, he had worn no clothes, and he did not live in a house, but in the tombs. When he saw Jesus, he lay down before him and shouted out at the top of his voice, "What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I beg you, do not torment me." For Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man. For many times it had seized him. He was kept under guard and bound with chains and shackles, but he would break the bonds and be driven into the wilds by the demon. Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "Legion," for many demons had entered him. They begged him not to send them back into the abyss. Now there on the hillside, a large herd of swine were feeding, and the demons begged Jesus to let them enter these. So Jesus gave them permission. And the demons came out of the man and went into the swine. And the whole herd ran down the steep hill and into the lake and were drowned. When the swine herds saw what had happened, they ran off and told it in the city and in the country. Then the people came out to see what had happened, and when they came to Jesus, they found the man from whom the demons had gone sitting at Jesus' feet, clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. The ones who had seen it told them how the man who had been possessed by demons had been healed. Then all the people of the surrounding country of the Gerasenes asked Jesus to leave them, for they were seized with great fear. So Jesus got into the boat and returned. The man from whom the demons had gone begged Jesus that he might be with him. But Jesus sent him away, saying, "Return to your home and declare how much God has done for you." So he went away and proclaimed throughout the city how much Jesus had done for him.